रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 7 द पैलेस ऑफ रावण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Then Hanuman the mighty cast his eyes on the rows of houses that resembled the rain clouds adorned with flashing lightnings and long lines of birds. The windows thereof were inlaid with priceless gems and dazzled the eyes from afar. He saw on his way many a building bright with conches, bows and other instruments of war, and many a lofty turret that crowned the palaces below. As for the abode of Ravana himself, it was a perfect and flawless illustration of the highest science of architecture and house planning. It was ever bright and brilliant from the rare and countless treasures that were gathered there. It was held in fear and reverence, even like the fanes of gods. Such was the terror that Ravana inspired in the hearts of the gods and the demons. He took it by force in battle from his brother Kubera, while the other mansions in the city were fashioned by Vishwakarma. But it was Ravana himself who planned and carried out everything, though Maya was the creator thereof. And it was a thing that no other can essay. Verily, every perfection of art and science connected with the abodes of the mortals were to be found there. In due course, Marathi did not fail to come upon the Pushpaka Vimana of Ravana in his search for Sita. Of vast proportions, resembling a huge cloud flitting across the sky, it was wrought with pure molten gold and cast a spell on the eyes and hearts of beholders. Of a truth, it was entirely consonant with and befitting the valor and renown of Ravana. One could be excused for believing that the world of the gods came down into the world of the mortals on a visit in all its splendor and magnificence. It shone in its own splendor of the priceless gems that were wrought into it. Like a lofty mountain peak, it was entirely hid beneath the bright flowers of rare trees and the clouds of dust thereof. Noble dames moved through it like lightning among the cloud banks. It was borne by lordly swans and gave one the idea of the fine cars of the happy immortals in its wealth and luxury. It dazzled the eyes of the beholders in the brilliance of its gems, even like mountain peaks veined with many a precious ore, or like the expanse of the heavens in its glory of the planets, the constellations, the moon, and the variegated clouds. It was rich with the masterpieces of the painter's art that created upon it. Tracts covered with mountains, mountains covered with trees, trees covered with flowers, and flowers covered with many tiny petals. The snow-white mansions, pools paved with lovely flowers, lotuses with fine soft filaments and groves, forests and woods were painted on it. Brilliant in the splendor of its gems, it overshadowed the loftiest mansions in Lanka. You can come within it upon swans, peacocks, and other birds with beaks and legs of coral, and with body fashioned of silver and inlaid with diamonds, emeralds, sapphires, and other precious stones. Other birds were there of gold and coral, with flower-soft feathers and wings that adjusted themselves to the movements, and of a loveliness that inspired passion in the hearts of the beholders. Serpents of every known variety were fashioned of gold, silver, and gems. Horses of noble breed were to be found there, crowned with every perfection, with forms and movements appropriate to the species they belonged to. Elephants of lofty stature were so constructed as to disport themselves in the deep pools and covered with soft pollen of the lotuses to shower the petals of the dark lily with its trunks. And there was an image of Mahalakshmi, most skillfully fashioned. The mother of the universe held a golden lotus in one of her auspicious hands, while the elephants mentioned above poured over her pure and limpid waters of coronation. Marathi went round that most perfect aircraft and could never admire it enough. Like a lofty tree, it rose on view in all its glory of lovely flowers and leaves, from which there wafted afar a sweet odor. Or like a huge mountain with its vast caverns and beautiful forests, the season of rain and mist, and just entering the spring with its flowers, fruits and shoots. Held in reverence by all, and guarded with sleepless care by Ravana himself, that Lanka held no place too secret for Hanuman to search. But his heart sank within himself with disappointment. He came not upon Janaki, ever centered with wholehearted devotion in the countless perfections of Ramachandra, ever absorbed in contemplation of himself and rightly adored by all beings. Marathi was no ordinary person. To him, the Self and the Paramatma and Bhagavan had no mysteries. His feet were firmly planted in the path of perfection. He was veritably a great soul. He had the power to see for himself directly and clearly what others could not see. So he almost lost heart and formed plan upon plan for coming upon Sita, whom he failed to locate, though he searched Lanka most carefully from end to end. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.